Imagine the opportunity to grant someone a cherished wish at the end of their life's journey. It's a simple gesture, but one that can bring extraordinary joy and comfort. The Living Wish Foundation, based in Collingwood, Ontario, is a unique charity dedicated to fulfilling final wishes for terminally ill adults. For people nearing life's end, their wishes are often a chance to reconnect with loved ones, return to a meaningful place, or simply enjoy a comforting experience. Nancy Good Kennedy, co-founder of the charity, says, "The Living Wish Foundation is rooted in my work as a visiting nurse. Being at the bedside of people who are dying and hearing them say, 'I wish I had done this,' or 'I wish I could have done that.' There is a need to help bring joy to people in their last days and hours. And the reality is, it can be such a simple thing to do. The wishes that the foundation provides are gifts of peace when it matters most, and no one knows this better than Arlene White." Rob and Arlene's journey. Arlene White's husband, Rob, was a Living Wish recipient, and their story paints a moving picture of the impact the organization brought to their lives. In the fall of 2020, Rob was suffering with severe back pain, and because he had a problem controlling his foot, particularly when driving the car, they suspected the issue was neurological. A subsequent CT scan revealed something very troubling. Arlene says, "The next morning the doctor called to tell them that Rob had stage 4 lung cancer that had metastasized to 2 areas of his brain. He was given between 6 months and a year to live. Rob's medical problems worsened. Rob was admitted to the intensive care unit, and due to visitor restrictions, Arlene couldn't visit him. Rob was connected with the palliative care team and taken back home. Rob was happy being home." Arlene says, "Rob loved to be outside smoking a cigarette on the back patio watching the wildlife. He spent most his time on the back patio watching the birds and befriending the chipmunks. When his condition further deteriorated, he was brought upstairs at home, and that's where he stayed. Rob's living wish granted being trapped upstairs. Rob longed to get outside one more time. A wish was requested through the Living Wish Foundation, and Wish volunteers made it happen." Arlene was ecstatic. "The Living Wish Foundation empowered us to have one more day downstairs on the patio where Rob could have his beer, smoke his cigarettes, watch the birds, and feed the chipmunks in the backyard. It was a true gift." Nancy adds, "It was beautiful. Rob was in his happy place, and that was obvious." Arlene says the impact that such a small adventure had on Rob's disposition was incredible. It motivated him in his final days to get on a mobility scooter to move around the house. Nancy says, "Very often, the most successful wishes are not big requests. They're very simple activities of daily living that people have lost the ability to experience, and they are things that bring them joy." Rob passed away on April 1, 2022. Arlene's gratitude. Arlene was so touched by the joy that Nancy and the Living Wish Foundation brought Rob, she wanted to spread the word about their impact. In September 2024, Arlene held a Lunch and Learn event at her retirement residence, where she shared her personal story and what the Living Wish Foundation is all about. Nancy says, "Arlene, on her own, advertised the Lunch and Learn to her community and shared her story with about 70 attendees. Our outreach team spoke, shared the mission of the Living Wish Foundation and our work's impact, and explained the simple application process. Representatives from a local golf tournament also happened to hear Arlene's story." She says, "Because I told golf tournament organizers my personal story, they gave the proceeds from the golf tournament, about $1,400, to the Living Wish Foundation. As an adult living community, we were touched by the work of the Living Wish Foundation, and they felt it would be the perfect charity to support." Creating final memories. Many wish requests are simple. Arranging a final anniversary party, spending a day with grandchildren at the beach, or eating a bowl of one's favorite ice cream. Nancy says, "Often it's about connection and spending time with loved ones. For us at the Living Wish Foundation, it's about listening and responding." Stories like Rob and Arlene's are the heartbeat of the Living Wish Foundation. There are so many people with heartfelt final wishes that the Living Wish Foundation would love to fulfill, but they can't do it without community support. Because the Living Wish Foundation is the only charity in the region dedicated exclusively to providing end-of-life wishes, it fills a unique and incredibly meaningful role that might otherwise be missing. Nancy says, "I believe that everyone has a right to a last wish. We need to seize the opportunity to give a second chance to those who don't have much longer to live. Every donation, every volunteer, every person who spreads the word joins a mission that honors life, celebrates love, and brings happiness to people. The Living Wish Foundation reminds us that life is precious, acts of kindness can lift heavy hearts, and as it has done for Arlene White, every wish has a ripple effect on the community, impacting all those involved or in the presence of a wish being granted. The Living Wish Foundation needs your help to make these final wishes come true. Join the Living Wish Foundation to help create memorable moments for those who need them the most. You can help them by spreading the word about this important work. For more information, contact them at 705-998-1851 or via email, info@livingwishfoundation.org. Visit their website here.